Yes, make good crops on some pretty good dirt.
You ever heard of gumbo or buckshot?
Gumbo.
Buckshot.
What's the difference between gumbo and prairie?
Not very much.
Well,
gumbo is.
I don't have the prairie and the gumbo.
Gumbo is
Poor,
not.
sticky, and it ain't rich.
It's not
It's
very
fertile.
fertile.
The gumbo isn't fertile?
It's poor land.
Mm-hmm.
It will hardly grow broom sage. A broom straw.
What about buckshot? Do you ever use that word?
Yes, that's the.
Not too much to buckshot. That prairie and sand and clay land.
How does that compare?
I don't know anything about buckshot land.
What would you call them? Land along a stream that's good for planting, it's low. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't think of the word.
Next to the river or something?
Down in this
hollow,
little
valley? Would you call it a bottom land?
Bottom land.
What's that?
Bottom land.
What about a field that might not be good for much but raising grass or clover, something like that?
What's that called?
Uh-huh.
Poor land. Won't even sprout a pea.
Do you ever hear of meadow or dago?
Meadow. That's good land where grass goes good.
What about land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Reed break.
What's that like? How big is it?
We own one. The cows don't have nothing to eat in it. No grass won't grow on it. There's just much shrub, sprouts, trees, and bushes. They can't walk across it. They'll bog up.
Is it as much as an acre or like that?
3 or 4 acres.
What about a larger place that's got trees and things growing in it?
You call that a forest?
Well, I was thinking something like swamp or marsh.
That's like a reed break. The same thing.
What's that?
It's kind of like the reed break.
Uh-huh.
It's just marshy.
It
doesn't grow anything much.
What do you call that?
Just poor land holds the world together.
It holds what?
Just holds the world together.
Say if you had some land that was a little swampy to get the water off, you'd say you were going to
drain it.
Okay. And what would you dig?
Big old ditch.
Okay.
And a ditch has to be deep and lower than the land.
What about when you've had a heavy rain and the rain washes out a big
gully?
Okay. Something smaller than a gully.
Ditch.
Okay. What about a hollow? Holler.
Hills and hollers.
What's a holler?
Well, a holler is a little flat, watery place where there's a hill on each side. Comes down
or
in
a
holler or a valley.
And a small rise in land,